Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom which promotes and sustains the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within an evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living by cultivating the mind of a scientist. You are being able to extract the very best the 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Neural Redesign program and much, much more with your host, physician, surgeon, microbiologist, preventative medicine, hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pope.
Greetings. How is everyone? Boy, oh boy, everything is just zooming past so fast here in the global reset, and I hope that you are resetting yourself so that this 21st century is going to be everything that you have ever imagined you would want and far, far more. So, again, welcome to the Jewel Science News Network. And we are here today, this is our Monday, talking about neural redesign, Jewel Neural Redesign, abbreviated JNR. And so we want to talk about what now? It's getting really intense now in this global reset. We're talking about getting back to the basics, which is, listen, universal principles. Getting back to the basics, universal principle. We want to talk about what is universal principles with you. Why do you need to know it? What does it do in your life? Are you being affected by it? And what happens when you become conscious of universal principles in your life? How awesome is that? So this is what we're going to spend this time with. And it's about time. You know, we've had so many things going on in the universe for centuries. And a lot of these principles have been inculcated and interwoven in many of the activities we involve ourselves in, especially in many of the religious circles. However, they've been deviated, diluted, many of them. And many of them are not even mentioned. And so, therefore, we've had an infiltration of a lot of other social laws and governmental laws and financial laws, et cetera. But we're seeing that many of these laws definitely are not taking the population of humans on the planet in the direction that they want to go. This discordant energy and our attitudes toward each other. We're not happy with any of the systems that we agreed to be a part of that was going to serve us. And the list goes on and on. But we have to admit that we've all contributed to what we have here on planet Earth. And for those people who won't take responsibility for contributing at all, they're the ones that really suffer, because when you understand universal principles, everybody is responsible. Your breath goes out into the collective air that surrounds this planet, as well as when you inhale air from the collective pool of air into your own lungs and nostrils and body. The same thing with your water. The land that you stand on, okay, the energy from your body is actually absorbed by the earth, and that energy is distributed throughout the planet. So we're all of the time by the presence of each other. Ta-da, this is a universal principle. So we're going to talk about them in general. You have to understand what they mean and how they affect you. We'll get into that over the weeks of the show. later on, we're going to basically ask you to call in and talk about it, but we've got to go here. Now, before we go to our next segment, I want you to understand that JNR, the Jewel Neural Redesign Program, which does what? Redesigns, sculptures, and integrates the human brain, is a product of you being here on planet Earth and the environment that you expose yourself to based on your understanding and comprehension of, guess what, the laws, universal principles that govern how energy is flowing through your body, around your body, and through the planet. This is very important to understand. So let us get busy moving into understanding universal principles. I'll be right back after this message. Be right back.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom which promotes and sustains the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within an evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living by cultivating the mind of a scientist. You are being able to extract the very best the 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Neural Redesign Program and much, much more. With your host, physician, surgeon, microbiologist, preventative medicine, hygiene physician, and surgeon general, Dr. Jewel Pope.
Well, hello, and how are you? And thank you for joining our show. I'm looking for a code here so that I can basically open up some information that I want to share with you, but the passcode hasn't been given to me. So for those of you who are listening out there, just text me the passcode and we're going to move forward. It's too funny that I'm not able to basically say this otherwise, okay, as we go forward. Funny, okay. Oh, I just, okay. All right, is it possible? Do we have music we can play? Please. I love you all. Thank you. Thank
Humanity
you
is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STDs, Alzheimer's, COVID-19, and many others. These disorders are the result of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our body. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.jewish.education or visit us on Facebook.
Oh, hey. This is so exciting. So, again, you are listening to the Jewel Science News Network, the Jewel Network, TJN, and I'm your host today on the Jewel Neuro Redesign Show. In our J show, J in our show. This is amazing. And, you know, how many shows have I done with you all, my wonderful audience? Thousands. And I tell you, this time has been so amazing here going through this global reset. Everything is actually resetting itself, and it's amazing to me. Okay, as orderly and systematic as I've been for decades, to go through this period of resetting which is a form of resurrection, is amazing to me. So to give myself permission to laugh at myself and to recognize that in the global reset, things will happen and you will experience things that will require you to adjust to it or not. And that's the initiation. Are you going to adjust to it or not? And definitely, this is one of the shows that I've had to adjust to. So I'll reiterate that we are talking about what? Universal principles and how the universal principles passing through, being recognized by, being experienced as a perpetual energy source that is responsible for sustaining all life and all forms of matter on this planet is what we refer to here as the universal principle, which is an energy force. Multiple frequencies of energy forces carrying intelligence that forms and shapes ourselves as well as what we call our life and on planet Earth. So you want to learn these principles? Yes, you do. Why? Main, there's millions of reasons, but the main reason is so important is because, one, the solar system, the cosmos, the universe, etc., and you as a personal reflection of the solar system are affected by this all of the time. We have been born to planet Earth, and planet Earth is a microcosm of how all of these principles, forces, integrate and interact to form planet Earth, as well as how these principles integrate, interact, and act upon tissues to allow us to continuously move, communicate, and all the other activities that we may choose to elicit, which we call our life. And each and everything that we do comes under this order of how energy perpetually flows. And you have to remember now, listen to my words, that wherever there is energy, there is information. Yes, so you got to make that connection right away, that wherever there's energy, there is information. That information is a composite of a perpetual principle, principles throughout the cosmos. They flow throughout the universe. For example, remember, we've talked about this many, many times about how your thoughts travel at 23 billion miles a second. Do you think that your conversation has only ended at the ear of the person that you may be speaking to? Of course not. Even thinking before you speak, those thoughts are moving at 23 billion miles a second. So they have automatically left planet Earth, traveled through our entire solar system, now part of the aspect of what we call velotropa of the galaxy. That's how far your speech, your thoughts, should I say first, that then you allow the body to conform to speaking, has traveled. All that was done by what? An orderly, systematic knowledge of information. Because it's perpetual, we call it a law. And because it's what? Universal, it becomes universal law on repeat. So this brain of ours is processing universal laws and its energy at all times. Amazing. And therefore, it's very important that you understand that you have influence on them. And when you think in terms of these principles, they then also now imbue your energy, your information, which is your thoughts, that then will flow throughout the universe and affect all things. That's amazing when you recognize that what you are thinking is affecting everything way beyond what you may think is just the radius of where you can see and hear. It's far, far more important. And more distal. To your awareness, far more distal to your awareness. So, UP and the neural redesign of the brain. Well, I'll give you a little review real quick. Why is the brain so important relative to these energy fields, known as universal principle that flows through everything? And it is because your brain is specifically geared and created to process universal principles. Now, this is so amazing. It's very interesting that to process universal principles via your brain does a wonderful thing for you. It actually condenses, or should I say, let's take it step by step. It slows down these fast-moving frequencies of energy that we call a thought. Thoughts are actually carried by a known as a photon and its subatomic structure, so that as that permeates the brain even slows down the speed of these photons, and the brain actually condenses it, where it now has a three-dimensional quality. That three-dimensional quality literally becomes what we commonly call a neuropeptide. A neuropeptide, that means that it's made out of certain chemicals the brain keeps in a storage vault-like in itself, draws it from the bloodstream, and uses it as a physical liquid hold-on for the vibrations that your thoughts are sending through the brain. So that means what? Simply that every thought you think now becomes physical and liquefied in your brain through the nervous system and what? Into the bloodstream. That's very important to understand. Every thought becomes a chemical component of your bloodstream, thank goodness, to your brain. Now, with that happening, that means that now your tissues, every cell and all the components in a cell now know and are bonding directly to universal principles, which are what? Constant energy streams of light, force, and simply information that your tissues are responding to, being stimulated by, and also are acting in accordance with the harmony of the physical body, we hope. And this is what we're looking at. Many people who do not think in alignment with what? The natural, perpetual energy streams that sustain the universe, the cosmos, all the galaxies and the universes are creating chemistry via the brain, released into the bloodstream, that does what? Creates havoc in the body. Why? because the chemistry made by your thinking that is not in alignment with universal principles has a chemical makeup that is contrary, alien to the tissues. It's an irritant. It is many, many things, unwholesome, and most of all, how do you experience it? You feel it as discomfort passing through the body. That's the sensation from thinking outside of, not in alignment with, not consistent with universal principles. That's why you want to know these principles. And these principles simply are responsible for making available to you in every way what you consider your life, then you want to make sure that you're thinking in accordance with your life. I'll be back right after this message, and we'll talk more about this because you want to learn universal principles. I'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the raw nutrition that stimulates the expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, again, your little friend that makes all of this available to you is the neuron. So I want to thank you, my sponsors, for bringing that back to our attention. If you just tuned in, this is a great show. It's advanced show as far as the information that we're sharing with you, in that we're talking about universal principles and the Jewel Neuro Redesign Program, JNR. How do they relate? Now remember, the JNR, or what we refer to as Jewel Neuro Redesign Program, is responsible for ensuring that the relationship of every neuron in your brain, as well as the overall structure and function of the segments of your brain, are in harmony and constructed as a micro brain of, guess what, the brain of this planet. Now, that's saying a lot, and I want you to understand why what I said is very true, because everything on this planet, including you, have what? A geometrical, or what we call a shape power signature. Yeah, so we know a star, why? Because of its shape. Okay, we know a bird, basically, why? Because of its shape power, its shape. Okay, we know a loaf of bread, basically, by what? Its shape. The shape power is what is responsible for what we call the signature and the easy capability of identifying what form of mass we are interacting with here in the third dimension, here at this time on planet Earth. Now, the structure that allows you to be able to identify consciously shape power and be able to then interact with the structure contained in that shape is known as mass. And therefore, that capacity is what allows you to really have a life. Now, guess what? If the neurons are sick, because they're the ones that basically translate the shape power that you are perceiving, whether you're hearing it, whether you're seeing it, or whether you're feeling it, that nerve anatomy is what allows you to become conscious of and then be able to physically interact with the shape power or the anatomy that you have observed. Now, this is a very heavy statement because that nerve is responsible for making what is non-tangible tangible. That means that you can't touch a thought. but the neuron will make the analogous translation of that thought and turn it into, transform it into a chemical, which you can now touch three-dimensionally. And that is charged with energy and released also into your bloodstream. So now every cell in your body knows what you were thinking. This is so important to understand. So with that understanding now, your tissues can know whatever you're thinking and therefore will respond in concert with a action and reaction, which is also chemically mediated. Now, that's a whole big teaching we'll have to go into later. The point being is that every shape is information to the brain. The brain creates an analogous chemical to that, a three-dimensional substance that the tissues of the body understand. Chemistry is the language of the cells of the body that then will allow every cell in the body and other organisms that also have cells as to what it is that is being thought. Now, we have higher levels of communication where we don't have to rely on chemical-mediated communication, and we'll talk about that later, and still the neuron is responsible for that. Those special cells in the brain are responsible for being able to deal with what we call non-three-dimensional communication or frequencies or energies as well as three-dimensional. For all of this communication, and now we're talking about definitely the communication that you can perceive by what you feel, what you see, what you smell, etc., all is, guess what, universal principles. Because universal principles is what? Knowledge and information about all dimensions throughout the cosmos that, based on your conscious development, has the capacity to perceive, and your tissues then, because the brain will translate it, will take action on it. Now, these principles are very important. You want to know them. They affect every aspect of our life. And so we on Sundays have a universal principle meeting. And that is very, very important that you are always welcome to come. Our first meeting is free, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and we discuss one major universal principle that is perpetually circulating throughout the cosmos that affects us. And when we can think in terms of that principle, perceive it, and then act and react based on our comprehension of that principle, guess what? The whole cosmos conforms.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcast Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living Jewels. For our complete broadcast schedule and additional information to purchase products, please visit our website, www.jewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you.
This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety nor any part of this broadcast can be reproduced, copied, or transcribed, placed into podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended, or any other internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast or any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.